Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All I can say is that I hope Kirby Smart does a great job in the next coming years of recruiting running backs, because at Georgia, we're about to go become a 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
I anticipated that's how you were going to open the show, and I got this quote for you.
Oh, okay.
He's going to get the most out of them. Obviously, he got the most out of me. I'm a 6 foot quarterback with good arm strength, not great. I'm somewhat athletic, and he turned me into a guy that holds most every record in the SEC when it comes to quarterback stats. If he can do that with me, I think he can do that with guys who are a lot more athletic and talented than I am. That came from Aaron Murray, former quarterback of the University of Georgia. And if you're a casual Georgia fan and don't know who that is, you have no business commenting on Kirby Smart's hire of a new offensive coordinator.
Starting out strong, Kip.
There you go.
Well, what I do know is in 2012, with a national championship in the balance, there was a play call that they decided to throw to Chris Conley, who was 4 yards away from the end zone and got tackled while Aaron Murray was quarterbacking, by the way. And they did not get to the national championship game. Instead, Alabama went and destroyed Notre Dame. And the person that made that call, who was offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo.
See, if you weren't a casual Georgia fan,
which I'm not,
you would realize that play call was not intended to go to Mike Conley. That ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. Conley was in the flat. He caught the ball, tried to make a play. It didn't happen. That ball was intended for Malcolm Mitchell at the pylon. And just like a pot stirrer, you come on here today talking about Mike Bobo called that play. You never call a deflected pass play. Nobody ever calls those kind of plays. So here you go, trying to stir the pot, which, you know, that's your prerogative. That was a Bobby Brown song in the 1980s.
I think that was 1990-something, wasn't it?
1988. So there you go. Well, Jason Bishop.
I'm not real familiar with the songs of the 1980s.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them in our beds when we come back from break.
And producers put that in.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have any say-so in that.
So all you Bobo haters out there who obviously don't go back and do your homework and say 3 yards in a cloud of dust, blah, 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 I remind you that in 2014, in Bobo's last year as offensive coordinator at Georgia, they averaged 458 yards a game and scored 41.3 points a game. So all you 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and we had Todd Gurley and all them guys at running back and was still slinging the ball, was a balanced offense. So all you haters out there that want to criticize the hire next year when Georgia's beating the brakes off of people, I don't want to hear a word out of you.
When Mike Bobo was offensive coordinator, did Georgia make an SEC championship game?
Yeah, they made three in a row.
Oh.
Yeah. 2011, 2012. No, they made two in a row. Excuse me. But
did they win either one of those?
They did not.
Oh.
No, they lost to Alabama and they lost to LSU.
When Mike Bobo was offensive coordinator, did Georgia win a national championship?
No.
Oh.
So, no, they did not win a national championship. But you have to remember, during the late Rick years at Georgia, Georgia didn't play very good team defense.
Boy, this is the excuses are starting. When Mike Bobo was at Colorado State, did they win?
They won the first year, then he got fired.
Oh, He was there 2 years?
Three or four. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he got a head coaching job off of what he did at Georgia.
Was Mike Bobo fired by Brian Harsin?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Brian Harsin is going to go down as probably the worst head coaching hire in the SEC. I mean, ask any Auburn fan about Brian Harsin.
Sure. And yet Mike Bobo couldn't sustain a job under the worst coach in the SEC.
Well, first of all, Brian Harsin didn't recruit. He couldn't recruit, didn't know how to recruit in the SEC.
Hey, man, I'm just stating a fact. I just asked you a question that you answered factually, which was Brian Harsin, regardless of your opinion on him, but I do think that it is a perception that Brian Harsin could have done a better job than what he did.
And
really? That's the perception.
Okay.
And yet he fired the now offensive coordinator at the University of Georgia.
Who's the all-time, you want to talk about facts, who's the all-time leading passing yards leader in the SEC and the all-time leading touchdown throwing quarterback in the SEC?
You're going to say it's Aaron Murray.
Yeah. And yes. Facts, who was his offensive coordinator?
You're going to say it was Mike Bobo.
So those are facts. In 2014, who averaged 41.3 points a game?
What year?
2014. That was his last year as offensive coordinator at Georgia. Who was that?
Hey, man, all I'm saying is,
okay,
I hope Kirby Smart does a good job recruiting running backs. If you want to run the ball, come on to Georgia.
Prior to 2022, Georgia was a running football team. Under Kirby's first 6 years, they were primarily a running football team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby.
So now all of a sudden,
Kirby is a run-the-ball defense kind of guy. That's who he is. So
do you not trust in Kirby Smart?
Now you're putting words in Jason Bishop's mouth.
I trust in Kirby.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With football season over, it is now officially baseball season. And up in Statesboro, we had one of the best games ever played in high school baseball. The Statesboro Blue Devils survived a 9-inning marathon against rival Southeast Bullock 2-1. Ware County and Glenn Academy split a 2-game series this week, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets lost to Appling 6-4 in their opener, but rebounded against Pierce 6-0. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside.
And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it,
D? Tricky. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. For the fourth straight year, I picked the Super Bowl winner right. Anthony Davis, you need to step up your game because LeBron is complaining about having to play too many minutes and we can't have LeBron unhappy. Derek Carr is about to lead somebody to the Super Bowl. Russ, you've only been in Utah 1 week and you're already wanting out? Down goes the tide. Volunteer up. Nets fans, stop asking for another star. You have one. His name is Ben Simmons. Baseball season is here, and the bases are pizza boxes. It's February in Daytona. Gentlemen, start your engines. Well, I hope Kirby recruits some solid running backs, because Georgia's about to do 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Can you imagine the Jags offense with Calvin Ridley? They are now my Super Bowl faves. Mike Trout says he'll do whatever it takes to keep Otani in L.A., does that mean he'll give him a portion of his $400 million contract? Write this down. Ronald Acuna, your NL MVP. You can do it, Sammy. And these are my thoughts.
Wow.
What are you wowing about?
I mean, 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Hey, man, this is what
three
I know.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
This is what I know. National championship game on the line, and you threw the ball to Mike Conley 4 yards out of the end zone.
Well, I'll tell you what I told you during the break. Every day Georgia worked on a tip pass in the red zone every week. Mike Conley, do not catch the ball on a deflected pass.
They worked on it in practice.
Worked on it, apparently. Listening to you, apparently they worked on that in the red zone offense. No coach ever calls a deflected pass in the huddle. Hey, you're going to deflect. They're going to deflect this pass, so we don't have much time left, so don't catch the football. Yeah, that was a play call, apparently, listening to you in the Georgia playbook. Don't catch this deflected ball. I know we only have time for one play. And don't let your athleticism kick in and try to make something happen. Just let it hit the ground.
Well, if they were working on that from everybody else that has been taking shots, that would make sense.
I mean, you just said that's the play they called in the huddle. You said Mike Bobo called that play. And I don't know of any offensive coordinator in the history of football that ever calls a deflected pass. Hey, man, they're going to deflect this pass, so don't catch it.
This is what I know. Deflected pass call or not, they didn't score.
They didn't score. And that's on the head coach because they should have spiked the ball in 2012. Casual Georgia fans won't know this because they're too busy criticizing the hire. But if you actually watch that game, Georgia could have got two plays down there that would just spiked the football.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's a great hire.
I do too.
I think it's a fantastic hire. You look at what Bobo, you know, Bobo, when he was at Georgia, the entirety of the time that he was at Georgia as OC, I think he averaged around 37, 38 points per game in his entire tenure.
Yes.
He threw the ball more than he ran it. He on average, he threw the ball 57% of the time in his play calls. Mm-hmm. The only year where he did not average more passing attempts than he did running attempts was the year that he had Gurley, Chubb, and Sony Michel in the backfield. And that year, believe it or not, it was split right down the middle, 50-50.
David Green, remember him?
Yeah, of course.
Who was his quarterback coach at Georgia? Mike Bobo.
David Green was pretty good.
Remember Matthew Stafford? Didn't he was win the a number one pick.
Didn't win a national championship.
Of course
David
he did.
Green. No.
Remember Matthew Stafford? We're talking about offense. We're not talking about defense.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl in the NFL.
Yeah, number one pick in the 2009
was
NFL
the number
draft.
One quarterback recruit out of Texas.
Yes.
Came to Georgia.
Guess who's the number one quarterback recruit in the country next year? Dylan Raiola, 5-star. Guess who Matthew Stafford's center was in Detroit? Dylan Raiola's dad.
Is that right? See,
I came to this show slinging
knowledge
today.
I'm actually impressed that you came with something today, because normally, as our listenership knows, typically you just plop down and go.
Throwing facts out there today. I anticipated your every move today.
You did. Yeah. So you anticipated that I was going to question this hire.
I mean, there are going to be people that question everything. Okay, there's people that's questioning the outcome of the Super Bowl. Everybody's complaining about the halftime show. Everybody's complaining about the offensive coordinator hire. If you trust in Kirby Smart, he has earned your trust, Georgia fans. And if you're a true Georgia fan, you're not questioning this hire. If you're not and want to be a pot stirrer, then hit the bricks. We don't need you.
And I will say this, as far as Mike Bobo goes, it's not like that Kirby Smart went and plucked him out of Publix while he was bagging groceries. Bobo was already on staff, and he was serving as an offensive analyst. Basically, what he was he was Todd Monken's assistant.
Working with Monken on game plans every week. Now, Monken's out the door. Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo steps in. With the same playbook, continuity. We talk about it a lot.
Maybe the same playbook, but make no mistake, Monken is an elite play caller.
He is an elite play caller.
You can't replace. I don't care who you put in there. You can't replace, even in the same playbook, you can't replace the guy that's calling the plays when he's a genius.
But until the 2022 season, there was people questioning his play calling up until this past football season. They were out there and they were trying to be vocal and blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. That's just the nature of the beast. People are naturally unhappy in a lot of cases, and they got to find something to complain about. Period.
Facts are facts. Mike Bobo was fired by Brian Harsin. Mike Bobo has been on the Georgia staff under Todd Monken shortly, briefly, serving as offensive analyst, basically as his assistant. And when Todd Monken made Kirby Smart aware, hey, man, I'm probably going to get offered this job, and if I do get offered this job, I'm probably going to take it. Todd Monken was the one in Kirby's office saying, if I take this job, if it's offered, I think you should promote Bobo.
Do you think Georgia made a better offensive coordinator hire than the one Alabama just made?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not think that.
I actually do.
No, I'm saying I do not think that the Alabama offensive coordinator in Reese is better than Bobo.
That's, I don't. Yeah.
I was saying the opposite.
Okay. All right.
'Cause, and at the end of the day, that's part of this too, Kip, is that there aren't a ton of OCs just growing on the tree, talented ones, where you can just go pick them off and plug them in. Right now, good, solid offensive coordinators, you have to really, really look. You have to pluck from other places because they're not just out there. There's a shortage of good offensive coordinators, and that had a part in this too.
Well, I think Georgia's got a proven. He might not have been a great head coach. I mean, he got fired from Colorado State, but he was a proven offensive coordinator when he got that job at Colorado State. So he came back to the SEC, got on a sinking staff at South Carolina, then went to Auburn, And he was hired at Georgia as an offensive analyst. So knows high school football well. Can recruit. Monken was not a great recruiter. Mike Bobo is.
All I can say is fired by Todd Harsin or Brian Harsin, and now the OC at Georgia.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Spring is here, and it is time for change. Make that big commitment this spring and let Cunningham Jewelers help you with all of your engagement ring questions. From the four C's to ring size, the friendly staff at Cunningham Jewelers will help you make all of the right decisions, at least when it comes to the ring. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, CunninghamJewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Another 80s song. Could just complain about 80s songs, but here we go.
Well, he doesn't return. He doesn't miss a shot, does he? So in Kip's complaining about Mike Bobo, we have not had an opportunity to tell you that the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit SGHS.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Okay, so now it is that time of the show where Kip is going to give us his top five butthurt list, and I got a feeling that we might see some Super Bowl stuff on here.
You might be wrong today.
Oh, okay.
Might be wrong.
Doesn't often happen.
Number five on the butthurt list, that segment of Georgia fans that aren't really informed enough to understand that Mike Bobo is a good offensive coordinator hire, and they have rushed to social media to complain en masse. Never mind. I'm not going to say that because we've got rules that we have to follow on this show. But to all you uninformed fans that want to criticize the OC hire by Kirby Smart, who has won you back-to-back national championships. I know most of you just became a fan about 3 years ago.
Oh, man.
But, that's number five on the butthurt list. That segment of uninformed UGA fans.
Okay.
Number four on the butthurt list, the Super Bowl halftime show critics.
I actually was right. There it is.
Rihanna, pregnant, came out, suspended 150 feet in the air, performed all of her songs, did a pretty good job. I mean, I'm a fan. I'm not a huge fan, but I appreciate talent. And all you people that come out there on social media and just say, it was awful, blah, 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 blah. Why don't you try getting out and performing in front of millions of people every year?
So, wait a minute. You appreciate talent?
Yeah.
So, that means you appreciate me?
No, I'm talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm not talking about Jason Bishop.
I just thought you meant in general.
All these critics that go out there, worst halftime show ever. Well, the worst halftime
show
ever.
Don't they say that every year?
The worst halftime show ever would be if you, critic, actually picked up a microphone and tried to sing.
You, critic.
Yeah. Number three on the butthurt list, sitting at 1-12 in the SEC, the LSU Tiger basketball team. Absolutely.
Not playing well.
Not playing well. And should be playing well. And just, I don't get it. That team has talent, has had talent, is just a bottom feeder right now in the SEC. 1-12, just not good. Number two on the butthurt list this week. Who am I, Jason? Name this team.
Oh, okay.
I'm in 13th place right now in the Western Conference out of 15 teams. My star player,
I know the answer to this.
Supposedly the greatest player of all time, can't play, but he can show up at the Super Bowl.
Your answer is the Los Angeles Lakers. Oh, wait. Yes. Who are the Los Angeles Lakers?
Yes, who are the Los Angeles Lakers? 13th place in the Western Conference. 500. Your star GOAT player, who's the all-time leading scorer now in NBA history. Many are saying, oh, he's the GOAT. Can't play because he had ankle soreness, but he was at the Super Bowl the next night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
then comes back, next Lakers playing again, and he can't play again. So, couldn't you be getting some dang treatment somewhere?
And then he comes out, his camp comes out and says, you're playing him too many minutes. You need to cut his minutes back.
Yeah, but you whining and dining in a luxury box in Phoenix for the Super Bowl, play. You can't make this stuff up.
You can't make it up.
Oh, sore ankle. We got to manage his load. But, no, you get on a plane and you fly to Phoenix and you're probably out all night partying, go to the Super Bowl show on national TV. Super Bowl usually lasts at 9 or 10 or 10:30, and then the next night, you can't play. You're still hurt.
Yeah, you're hurt, but it wasn't your ankle.
Yeah, there you go.
You had a headache.
Yeah, maybe. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Golden State Warriors, the defending NBA champions.
Reigning
NBA champions are sitting right now in 9th place in the Western Conference. If the playoffs started today, they'd have to win a play-in game to get in the playoffs.
That's right.
Man, Lakers, Warriors. What's wrong with the Western Conference? KD's out there now about to restore some order. LSU basketball, Super Bowl halftime show critics. And then that segment of the Georgia football uninformed, casual, wine and cheese fan that wants to criticize the Mike Bobo hire. Let me tell you something, Georgia fans.
Okay.
Don't ever question anything Kirby Smart does, because he just won you two back-to-back national championships. And as far as I'm concerned, he runs the state of Georgia. So there you have it.
I'm supposed to follow up with something here, but at the end of the day, you know, Mike Bobo.
Wine and cheesers. Oh, the Bobo hire. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. Blah. Man, that's when Newt Rockne was a coach back in the 1930s.
How long was Bobo the offensive coordinator the first go-around?
Like 8 years.
8 years.
Might have been 7 or 8 years.
That's a long time to be an offensive coordinator. Obviously, he wasn't good enough for somebody to come pluck him up as a head coach for during that time.
I mean, he probably had opportunities, but the right one didn't come along.
8 years for Colorado State to offer him. We're not talking about a Tennessee or an LSU or somebody like that. We're talking about a Colorado State, and it took them 7-8 years to be convinced to go after him.
Matthew Stafford, Aaron Murray, David Green. Yeah, okay. The track record's pretty good.
8 years? Holy cow.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With football season over, it is now officially baseball season. And up in Statesboro, we had one of the best games ever played in high school baseball. The Statesboro Blue Devils survived a 9-inning marathon against rival Southeast Bullock 2-1. Ware County and Glenn Academy split a 2-game series this week, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets lost to Appling 6-4 in their opener, but rebounded against Pierce 6-0. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
All right, so we've got some games picked for college basketball on Saturday. We do this each and every week so that you, the listener, the college football fan, can go ahead and make educated picks on the games that are going to be on Saturday. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
In top 25 action, Seton Hall at number 20, UConn. I'll take the Huskies.
Me too.
Notre Dame at number 7, Virginia. Virginia is a ton better, and they're at home. Give me the Cavaliers.
Notre Dame's horrible.
Yes, they're not very good. Illinois at 14, Indiana. I went back and forth on this game. I feel like both teams are pretty even, but I think Indiana at home. Give me the Hoosiers.
Indiana's 13-1 at home this season.
Uh-huh.
I'll take the Hoosiers.
Nice, man, look at that. What? Gosh, almighty, you really did research like for the first time in 6 months.
I mean, I'm a Hoosier fan.
Holy cow. Number 10, Tennessee at Kentucky. Tennessee coming off a huge win over Alabama. But letdown game. Bad team to have a letdown game against on the road at Kentucky. I'll take the Wildcats in an upset.
I'm going to take Tennessee on the road. Kentucky, I mean, they beat Mississippi State this week over in Starkville. Lost to Georgia last weekend.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky's Jekyll and Hyde. Tennessee, regular season Rick, I think they'll go and get Kentucky at Rupp Arena.
Oklahoma at number 6, Texas, both SEC bound. Give me the Longhorns at home.
I'll take Texas. Oklahoma's in last place. 3-10 in the Big 12. Look at that knowledge.
I don't know what. Where's Kip Branch?
I mean, he's here.
What have you done with Kip Branch?
This is what I bring to this show.
Like once every 6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Wake Forest at 15, Miami. Give me Miami.
I'll take Miami.
Oklahoma State at 22, TCU. I went back and forth on this game. I eventually circled TCU because they're at home.
I'll take TCU.
Iowa State at number 12, KSU, Kansas State. Give me Kansas State.
Yeah, Kansas State's a pretty good basketball team.
DePaul at number 16, Xavier. I'll take Xavier at home.
Me too.
Number 9, Baylor at number 5, Kansas. Kansas lost 3 straight. Now they've won 3 straight. I'll take the Jayhawks at home.
Yes, I'll take the Jayhawks at home against most anybody.
Villanova at 24, Providence. I'll take Providence.
Villanova's 13-13 this year.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. You're talking about a team that's won a couple of national championships recently.
Yeah, and we're picking a 24-ranked team against them.
Mm.
Yeah. Georgia at number 1, Alabama. Georgia, you know, like Kit mentioned, big win over Kentucky, but this is Alabama who's going to be pissed that they lost to Tennessee.
Yeah, Georgia's in trouble.
Yeah, that's not going to be pretty. 13, Gonzaga at Pepperdine. This ain't baseball. Otherwise, I'd pick Pepperdine. Because Pepperdine is a juggernaut in baseball.
Yes.
But it's basketball. Give me Gonzaga.
Gonzaga is behind St. Mary's in their conference right now. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. 18, Creighton at St. John's. I'm taking St. John's at home in an upset here.
Yeah, I'll take Creighton.
All right. Remember that. Colorado at number 8, Arizona. I'll take the Wildcats at home.
I'll take Arizona. They've had a rough stretch here the last couple of weeks.
BYU at the aforementioned 17-ranked St. Mary's. I'll take St. Mary's against BYU at home.
Yes.
Cal at number 4, UCLA in a Pac-12 matchup. I will take number 4, UCLA at home.
UCLA is leading the Pac-12 right now, and they're a good basketball team.
Probably in line for number 1 seed as of right now.
You have to think they're the top-ranked team out in the Western geographic section of the United States. If this continues, they will definitely be a 1 seed.
Yeah, you took the thoughts right off of my brain. In the ACC, Boston College at Florida State, nap time.
Mm.
We'll call it Boston College, or at least I will.
Yeah, I'll say Florida State.
Florida Tech at Georgia Tech in a battle of the nerds. No, I'm kidding. In the battle of the guys that are really smart, going to make a whole lot more money than I ever dreamed of. I'll take Georgia Tech because their program is better.
Yes, okay. Whatever.
I thought you were going to go upset there.
No, I mean, they'll be giving away free calculators at this game.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch does not reflect the opinions given by Kip Branch.
I mean, what's a calculator's a good gift, man.
Okay. Pitt at Virginia Tech. I'll take Pitt.
Pitt is a good basketball team. Near the top of the ACC, I'll take them too on the road.
Duke at Syracuse, weird to have neither one of these teams ranked, but they're not. I'll take Duke on the road here.
I'll take Syracuse at home.
Clemson at Louisville. Louisville's dreadful. Give me Clemson.
They are. What's wrong with Louisville? They used to be a blue blood.
Used to be. In the SEC, South Carolina at LSU, two programs are just kind of stuck in the mud.
Combined for three SEC wins.
Yeah, I'll take LSU, I think.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I'll go with you.
All right. Florida at Arkansas. Give me Arkansas at home.
Florida's best player just broke his hand, I believe, so I'll take Arkansas.
Okay. Mississippi State at Ole Miss. Ole Miss having not a very good year. On the other side, Mississippi State is having a good year. Give me the Bulldogs.
I'll take Mississippi State, too, over Ole Miss.
Texas A&M at Missouri. Two good teams in the SEC.
Two tournament teams.
Yeah, I'll take Missouri at home.
I will, too.
Auburn at Vandy.
Vandy's a tough place to play.
Yeah, give me Auburn, though. Auburn goes and gets done on the road.
Yeah, they do.
Georgia Southern at Southern Miss. Southern Miss is a pretty good team. I'll take Southern Miss.
I thought they were playing Coastal.
That's Georgia State.
Oh, Georgia State. Okay. Yeah.
Georgia State at Coastal Carolina. Well, are you taking Georgia Southern or Southern Miss?
I'll take Southern Miss.
Okay. Georgia State at Coastal Carolina. I'll take Coastal Carolina.
Yes, me too.
In the Atlantic Sun, Queens at the Kennesaw State Owls. Kennesaw State second. In the Atlantic Sun, I'll take the Owls.
Yes, I had never heard of Queens.
Queens University, wherever that is. JU at Austin Peay. I'll take JU here.
Yeah, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
North Florida at Lipscomb.
I'll take Lipscomb.
Lipscomb. In the Southern Conference, Western Carolina at Mercer. Give me Mercer.
Now I'll take Mercer. The Bears at home.
Yeah. And there you have it.
Yes, basketball season getting near the end of February. Tournaments, conference tournaments start kicking up the middle of March. Then you'll have the greatest tournament in the history of sports, March Madness.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain.
Burr.
No, man, we're not there yet. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Burr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking.
Burr.
Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Burr.
Burr.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Spring is here and it is time for change. Make that big commitment this spring and let Cunningham Jewelers help you with all of your engagement ring questions. From the four C's to ring size, the friendly staff at Cunningham Jewelers will help you make all of the right decisions, at least when it comes to the ring. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, CunninghamJewelers.com.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965 or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We were going to talk about the Auburn Tigers, but then we had a change of plans and decided that would be a little bit too boring for this show. And one thing that this show doesn't do is boring. Well, you know, we're not going to get on here. Oh, second-ranked tackle of Ohio State, 6'4", 203. I just don't care enough. I just don't care enough to be that guy.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State. I mean, if I was a you said Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was them, I'd focus on finding a kicker that doesn't hook the football.
Well, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to do something far less boring, and we're going to bring you the Tennessee Volunteers 2023 schedule, and I'm going to go ahead on record and tell you, college football fan, Tennessee will be in the college football playoff.
Okay.
On April the 15th, we'll start there. April the 15th at Neyland Stadium, they'll play the orange and the white game. I'll take orange in that game.
I'll take the white just to be different.
Oh, of course. No, for real. All right, so they'll open the season in Nashville at a neutral site, Nissan Stadium.
Neutral in Nashville, Tennessee. Right. Okay.
Against Virginia.
Yeah, they're going to beat the Virginia Cavaliers pretty bad.
Yeah. Then they'll be back at home. Well, you know, technically they'll be back at home against Austin Peay, week two. Ooh. W.
Yes, 2-0.
Yep. Then they'll take the trip down through Georgia just shortly into Florida, into Gainesville. W. They'll beat the Gators, and they'll beat them badly at home.
This is a game. Historically.
Historically.
And history does matter in the SEC. Tennessee historically does not play well in Gainesville, Florida. I think they'll win this game, but it don't be talking about no blowouts and all that kind of stuff. They'll be lucky to get out of there with a win, and they'll be happy they got it.
Tennessee will blow Florida out in Gainesville.
Okay.
Then they'll get Texas San Antonio back home at Neyland Stadium. W. We're talking about a 4-0 football team right now.
Yeah, they're 4-0, probably ranked in the top 10. Maybe it's around 6 or 7, probably.
They'll host Spencer Rattler in Knoxville and the South Carolina Gamecocks. W. Now they're 5-0.
Yeah, after what happened last year, there's no team in America that's looking more forward to playing South Carolina than the Tennessee Volunteers. South Carolina is going to get railroaded in Knoxville.
Then Texas A&M comes calling to Neyland Stadium. W, 6-0, and that might be the nail in the coffin for Jimbo.
We'll see. Texas A&M has got to be improved next year with these recruiting classes, but you never know. But you got to give them the edge at home, so yeah.
They also got a lot of kids in the transfer portal. And then Tennessee will take to the road to play Nick Saban and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. This will be the only loss of the season for the Tennessee Volunteers. They'll drop this game on the road at Alabama. Everybody will then put the anointed crown back on the Crimson Tide.
Tennessee is
6-1.
They're not beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa after what happened last year. Not happening.
Yeah, 6-1. Then they'll go on the road to Lexington to play Kentucky. 7-1.
Okay.
You staying with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Then after that, they'll get a home game against the mighty UConn Huskies.
Wow.
8-1.
Okay.
Then they'll take to the road to Columbia, Missouri to take on Missouri.
Trap game.
Ooh, could that be a trap game?
Trap.
Because the game after that is Georgia.
Trap. They pulled away from Missouri late last year, but Missouri gave them fits for the first 2.5 quarters. That's a trap game.
Put a star by that game, because I think Kip might have a point there. Put a star by that game, because if they lose that game, then they're going to lose to Georgia, and they'll end up with 3 losses and be irrelevant. However, I'm going to give them a W. Think they'll be focused enough to win that game. And then the next week, they get Georgia, not in Sanford Stadium, but up in Neyland.
So?
W. Plus, Georgia's got a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator.
And the best talent in the country.
New
and
quarterback,
the best coach,
new
coach
offensive
in the country.
Coordinator.
Tennessee
all
have
those
a new
guys that went to the NFL.
Tennessee's going to have a new quarterback. But you're sitting here talking about their playoff. And
W.
Tennessee was horrible on defense last year.
And they'll be better.
How much better?
Good enough to beat Georgia, who will be running the football at will.
Tennessee is going to have to show me they can beat Georgia. Georgia right now knows the blueprint, physicality. Tennessee's got to measure up to that. And Georgia, on paper, on defense, will be better than they were in 2022. Offensively, there's a lot of playmakers. And if your boy Carson Beck, who you say is going to be the next great thing in the SEC.
Oh, he's going to be really good.
Okay. So
he may win a national championship.
You're sitting here saying he is not going to lead Georgia to a win over Tennessee. Joe Milton got beat out by Hendon Hooker in Knoxville, but you've anointed them as a college football playoff participant. See, this is the consistency our readers get fed up with you about.
You mean your listeners?
This is the listeners out there. They get fed up with this nonsense from you. You're sitting here saying Georgia might win a national championship, but
with Carson Beck at quarterback, could very well happen, because he's good.
For Tennessee to be in the college football playoff means they're going to win the East.
That's right.
So, obviously, Georgia's not going to get in the playoff and not win their division.
That's right. W.
So
then the next week, Tennessee hosts Vanderbilt with a shot to get to the SEC championship game to avenge the loss against Alabama, and they do just that. They punch their ticket to Atlanta and set up the showdown between the Vols and the Crimson Tide, with the winner getting into the college football playoff and the loser is out.
Bama's got questions at quarterback.
So does Tennessee.
Tennessee's got questions at quarterback.
So
Georgia's
does Georgia.
Got questions at quarterback. Tennessee's got questions on defense, big-time questions that have yet to be answered. So all this big playoff talk starts with being able to win the line of scrimmage. Is Tennessee good enough to win the line of scrimmage against Georgia and Alabama?
2023 national
champs. No, they're not.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. With football season over, it is now officially baseball season. And up in Statesboro, we had one of the best games ever played in high school baseball. The Statesboro Blue Devils survived a 9-inning marathon against rival Southeast Bullock 2-1. Ware County and Glenn Academy split a 2-game series this week, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets lost to Appling 6-4 in their opener, but rebounded against Pierce 6-0. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.